current state on 90.5 WKAR. Since 2006, a deadly bat fungus called white nose syndrome has spread its way throughout the eastern U.S. and Canada, decimating bat populations. This April, the Department of Natural Resources confirms that the disease has been detected in Michigan. The disease has been detected in three Michigan counties and is likely to spread. Here to tell us more about white nose syndrome in bats, Dr. Dan O'Brien, a DNR wildlife veterinarian. Welcome to Current State.
Thanks, Mark. Nice to be here.
What is white nose bat syndrome?
Well, white nose syndrome is a disease of bats that hibernating colonies, what we call colonial bats, and it's caused by a fungus called Pseudogymnoascus destructans. Was originally diagnosed in February of 2006 in a tourist cave outside of Albany, New York, and now it's since spread to 25 states and affected bats there, and then there's three other states where the fungus has been detected.
And why is it undesirable? How does it harm bats?
Well, it basically colonizes their skin while they're hibernating. And while they hibernate, their immune systems are shut down, so they're very susceptible to infectious diseases. And they also hibernate, many of them, close together. And so it's an ideal circumstance for the fungus to spread. It gets into their skin and causes irritation, which causes them to awake more frequently during the winter than they otherwise would. And every time they wake up, they use up some of the fat that they've stored to get through the winter until eventually they get to the point where they will wake up for good when all of their fat is used up. And if they wake up before there are insects outside for them to feed on,
They're burning up fuel.
Yeah. Then they starve to death.
Yeah. Now, how did it end up in Albany, New York in the first place? Where did it, can, how far back can we trace white bat syndrome? Do you know?
It looks like the fungus was originally introduced from Europe, probably inadvertently by humans that were in some contaminated cave in Europe and then brought it over to the U.S. Mm. In Europe, the bats, they can find the fungus on bats and there's some sickness associated with it, but we don't see the massive die-offs in Europe that we see in North America, and it's probably because those bat species evolved with the presence of the fungus over millennia.
And we just discovered it here in Michigan. Where exactly?
There are three sites. There's one in Alpena County in an abandoned stone quarry. Then there's one in a privately owned cave in Mackinac County, and another one in a inactive iron ore mine in Dickinson County.
Now, the way you've characterized the spread of white nose syndrome suggests it's pretty contagious. How concerned are you and others in the DNR about this spreading throughout the state?
Well, we're very concerned, and certainly the experience with the outbreak in the eastern half of the U.S. Shows that the fungus can spread pretty quickly. Even if you take the human component out of it, bats spread this fungus to each other. And what's the bigger issue is that there's very high mortality rates in bats that are affected. So in some specific sites in the northeastern U.S., 90% of the bats that were hibernating in some caves have succumbed, have died because of white nose syndrome.
It might be worth pointing out the importance of bats to the ecosystem here.
Yeah, bats are extremely important, and because compared to some of the other species, they are not as well studied, I think we're just beginning to understand how important they are. But you could take, just for the example, the economic benefit that bats provide to agriculture and the forest products industry by consuming pest insects that would otherwise damage crops and forest products. For example, there was a study that was published by Justin Boyles in the journal Science in 2011 that estimated that the annual value of bats to agriculture in the United States was about $23 billion a year.
Wow. We are talking with Dr. Dan O'Brien, a DNR wildlife veterinarian, about white nose syndrome among Michigan bats. It has just been discovered here in the state of Michigan, and it appears to be extremely contagious. Are all types of bats affected by this disease? I know we have more than one kind of kind of bat? Does it spread across different species?
It does spread across different species, and there are variations in just how susceptible various species are. Some are more susceptible than others. The ones that we see the mortality in at this point are the colonials. So these are bats that hibernate in groups, basically. There are other bats that migrate during the winter months. They go south to warmer latitudes where they can forage for insects during the winter. And they may be susceptible, but we don't know yet.
What approaches are there to try and stop the spread of white-nosed bat syndrome? Are there any?
Yeah, there isn't a lot we've been able to do, actually. One thing we've emphasized, not only here in Michigan, but at a national level, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has tried to educate people about decontaminating when they go into mines or caves that might be contaminated with the fungus. The fungus is actually fairly easily killed with a common disinfectant, and so if you disinfect your shoes or your equipment for people that like to go down in caves, then that can help limit the spread. But because
so humans do play a role in the spread of this disease.
They do, yeah. And they have, both in the introduction of the fungus to the U.S. and then also in its spread. But ultimately, because the bats spread the fungus amongst themselves, even if you take the human component out of it, the disease still is going to be transmitted and you're still going to get geographic spread.
Is it known how many bats Michigan has?
There are estimates, mainly thanks to the indispensable work that's been done by Dr. Al Curta, who's a professor of biology at Eastern Michigan University, along with his collaborator Steve Smith, who's the Dickinson County Mine Inspector. They've been doing bat research for years, and over the last several years, we've contracted, the DNR has contracted with them to do surveillance for white nose syndrome and also to characterize bat numbers and habitat. So they estimate that in the 27 largest hibernacula in the state, there are about 279,000 bats that winter here.
Okay. And how would someone identify a bat with white nose syndrome?
Well, it's the first thing to keep in mind is that when they would see the signs of it are pretty seasonal, because the fungus really only grows well in cold, wet conditions. When you typically see affected bats is in late winter and early spring, so just about the window from February to April. And as the name of the disease implies, they get this growth of white fungus. It's often kind of puffy on their faces, but they also get patches of it on their wings. But the other thing that people would notice, if they're around areas where there are old mines that are big bat hibernacula, is when a colony is affected, you'll see bats behaving abnormally. They're out flying in the winter, in the daytime. They might see dead bats around the opening of the mine, and that's what we can expect in future years.
Again, their hibernation is being disturbed here.
Exactly.
So you're seeing them at times that you really should not see.
Exactly.
See
yep.
a bat. Interesting discussion. We'll continue to keep an eye on a white nose syndrome among Michigan bats. Dr. Dan O'Brien is a DNR wildlife veterinarian. Dr. O'Brien, many thanks.
Thank you.